Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Connie Turman, and you're watching our 10th anniversary episode. Currently Kirkland has been on the air and on the internet for 10 years. This is the 221st episode. Over 1,300 stories have been told, totaling 2,800 minutes. 63,000 viewers have watched over the years, and in 10 years, over 50 volunteers, staff, and production crew have supported the story development, script writing, filming, and production of the show. Currently Kirkland has always been about people making a difference in and for Kirkland, as well as the places here that make the city special. The show's mission, as the name implies, is to keep viewers current about Kirkland. We will continue to feature neighborhood and community celebrations and events, stories about hardworking volunteers and nonprofit organizations helping to improve lives, and environmental heroes preserving Kirkland's quality of life for future generations. We hope you like the show's new look. We want you to keep watching and tell others to do the same. Currently Kirkland is about your city, your neighbors, your news. Here's to the next 10 years. Currently Kirkland isn't the only one celebrating an anniversary. Google is also celebrating its 10th year being located in Kirkland. At a recent celebration where Mayor Amy Wallen proclaimed October 1st, 2014 as Google Day, Google officials announced that the company is donating $200,000 to the city of Kirkland to expand free Wi-Fi offered in our city's parks next year. Kirkland provides free Wi-Fi at Marina Park and Peter Kirk Park and surrounding downtown locations, but thanks to Google's generous donation, Everest and Houghton Beach Park join the list for the next 3 years. 10-year anniversaries aren't the only celebrations happening in town. Over 200 people recently attended the grand opening of Velocity, an affordable housing apartment community located within the South Kirkland Park and Ride Transit-Oriented Development, or TOD. The mixed-use development was a project 10 years in the making, and Washington State, King County, Kirkland, and Bellevue officials joined Imagine Housing and its partners in celebrating the completion of the 58-unit housing development, welcoming Kirkland's newest residents. The first phase of the TOD included the completion of a new three-story parking garage in 2013, which now provides over 800 parking spaces for Metro Transit riders. The second phase includes the construction of affordable and market-rate housing units. The concentration of housing and a transit hub helps to reduce the need to drive or own a vehicle, which is what the project's partners hope to achieve.
Now, one goal of transit-oriented development is to decrease reliance on personal vehicles that are expensive to the individual and expensive to society, and promote the use of transportation alternatives.
The South Kirkland TOD is the first development of its kind for Kirkland and the eighth for King County. Congresswoman Susan Delbeny had this to say about the importance of affordable housing for the region's workforce.
Local businesses right here are relying on a local workforce, and so many businesses also have employees who are making, you know, $53,000 or less, and that is the amount that a single parent would need to afford a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment in East King County. Without affordable housing, folks who are earning less than $53,000 aren't able to live in the communities that they work. And if they can't afford to live here, or maybe even get to work because of transit, then there aren't enough people to help fill the jobs that we have right in our region and help our communities to be strong. So it's essential that we continue to invest in affordable housing and make sure that everyone has options that are close by to where they're working.
Anne Levine, Executive Director of Imagine Housing, the nonprofit agency that manages the apartment community, speaks about the types of units available at Velocity.
All of the apartments in Velocity are non-time limited housing, which means that once people move in, there is no set amount of time that they are limited to living here. We do have, of the 58 apartments, 12 dedicated to people coming from homelessness, and then we have an additional 12 that are for households with special needs.
The building features a green rooftop gathering area flush with maples, magnolias, bamboo, and hydrangea. Residents have an exercise room and community spaces. Thanks to a technology grant from Comcast, residents can access a one bus away terminal, online job resources, and computers and software for student learning. Over 500 families applied for the 58 available units, which are now all spoken for. The units are available to individuals and households who have incomes lower than 60% of the area mean income. In addition to Velocity, more than 180 market-rate apartments are under construction, as well as commercial space for future retail. When asked what was the best part about Velocity's grand opening celebration, Anne Levine will remember this.
The best part about the Velocity grand opening was the energy in the room. It was palpable. We had almost 200 people here today, and there was so much camaraderie and joy and pride in what we were able to accomplish together.
Recently, the City Council and the Park Board received a final report that analyzed sites and building features for a proposed aquatics, recreation, community, arc center in Kirkland. Although the report identifies the ball field side of Juanita Beach Park as an ideal location for an indoor multi-purpose facility and as the preferable site over the North Kirkland Community Center site, the City Council and Park Board want to further explore the community's thoughts on whether there is yet to be identified alternative sites preferable to the north side of Juanita Beach Park. Adam White, chair of the city's Park Board, has this to share about finding the right site for such a facility.
The Park Board really felt that we needed more time and we needed a little bit more information. And so we wanted to get some more information about the two sites that we've looked at and also have the opportunity to look at different sites that we may have missed.
In the fall of 2013, the city initiated a siting study for a replacement facility to the indoor pool at Juanita High School. The Lake Washington School District announced that the pool was reaching the end of its useful life and that the district would no longer support the pool's maintenance and would not include funding to replace the pool in its 2014 bond. The siting process involved looking at five city-owned park areas, one commercial site on Northeast 132nd Street, and possibly locating the facility near the Totem Lake Malls. The north side of Juanita Beach Park and the North Kirkland Community Center site, including the adjacent playground, emerged as the most appropriate locations for the type of facility the community desires.
Those two sites were studied the most once we pared down and really felt like those two sites were the most supportive of the recreation center. And so we looked at traffic, we looked at the soil quality and the construction aspect of those two sites.
Public outreach extended to those who live and work near those two sites. What the city began to hear was a strong support for the facility, along with concerns regarding traffic and the loss of open space.
The city's study really felt that that ball field site at Juanita Beach would be best. It would, number one, cost the least. That's a bonus for the taxpayers of the city. In addition to that, it has the most room, where the North Kirkland side is about 4 acres less than that side of Juanita Beach, where the ball fields are. So it gives us a lot more flexibility of how exactly to construct the arc and plot it exactly how best it can be done.
Based upon the outreach, community members expressed their desires for what the facility should include. The Park Board forwarded those ideas in its recommendations to the City Council.
The Park Board was looking to build a legacy here. We were looking to have something that would not only match our needs now, but match our needs in the future. And so we recommended that it have a 50-meter pool. We recommended that it the ability to seat at least 300 people in a banquet setting, because right now there is no place in Kirkland to have an event with that many people. We also recommended having two gyms because of the scarcity of gyms in Kirkland and the ability to have more programming and more programs for the kids and the adults who are screaming for more recreational opportunities.
The city's 2001 Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan identified the need for a multi-purpose recreation space. This need was further supported in a 2007 indoor recreation feasibility study that concluded Kirkland needs an indoor facility to more adequately meet the recreation needs of the community. So why is the city considering the future facility now? Sue Keller, longtime park board member, attributes diminished capacity for swim lessons with the closure of the pool at St. Edward's Park, the eventual closure of Juanita High School pool, and seasonal lessons offered at the city's Peter Kirk pool. She also believes that because Kirkland is a waterfront community, children should learn to swim and be safe in water. Additionally, there is a need to provide more recreation needs for adults because schools give priority to youth activities and sports.
You know, we have an opportunity now to sort of take advantage of the momentum, you know, with the Juanita pool going down, as well as the interest. I mean, when you see that many people who show up at a park board meeting, it's fabulous because it really means that they're galvanized.
Because of these needs, the park board strongly recommended to the city council that the facility contain more features.
Don't build it for our immediate needs, but build it because we're going to be having this aquatic center for many, many years. We overwhelmingly heard that the 50-meter pool was significantly important. We heard that some of the play components from the pool standpoint was revenue generating. And so if we want to be able to, you know, cover maintenance or to at least optimize maintenance dollars, we really want to make sure that we're considering that variable in. We heard there was a need for, like, the walking track.
In the coming months, the city will host community-wide informational meetings on the two current potential sites and hear ideas on possible alternatives. The city council will receive an update in the spring of 2015.
It's the community that's going to pay for the pool. It's the community that's going to vote for the pool. So we need to hear from the community in order to make the best decision.
To sign up to receive updates via email, go to kirklandwa.gov/kirklandarc. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.